Okay, we have a very, very small Nakuda left. One or two small Nakudas. Three or four small Nakudas left from the previous Sugya. It should take us till next week. And then hopefully we'll be able to start the next week. So yeah, let's just recap for a moment. So it all started with one line in the Braisa. Just looking at Gemara. We haven't learned anything in the last 3 days. One line in the Braisa. Braisa says, Kedir, Shabishim, Abbas, Levash, Bacholov, and Bishra, Levash, and Benes, and Tan. So the Ra'ah has an unbelievable deed. The Ra'ah read the Gemara and he actually paid careful attention to every single word in the Gemara. And he says, wait a second. The Lashon HaBrayis is superfluous. Why does the Brayis have to say you're not allowed to cook? And if you cook, it's problems. You should have simply told me that if you cook, there are problems. Thereby, obvious that you're not allowed to cook. He says there are no. The Lashon HaBrayis was written the following way to refer to this halacha, that b'med devar mamurim, you're not allowed to cook in the pot. That's only if there will be a problem. But in a situation where there won't be a problem after the fact, I.e., what does that mean? Give me a case. There won't be a problem. If it's a what? If it's a kind of a yomo, so then not only will it not be a problem, but in fact, there won't even be a problem. That was the breakthrough of the Ra'ah. Either Anu, well, there was a Gemara at the end of the Masechta Zevedah Zohar that says, if there's a Gezeirah of Kedarish, Enem and Yomo, so the Ra'ah says, no, that Gezeirah was only made by Kedarish al Isser. It was never made by Kedarish al Heter. All the reasons apply. The same concern, the same mix-up. So we gave a razzle-dazzle shukotah yesterday that the Gezeirah d'Rabbanan would only make sense when the Heftah is called the Heftah shel Isser. So a treif, a pot, is the Heftah shel Isser. So then that Heftah remains. It's like, and I'm saying this only in a joke, as a melitza, it's like chetichah nasaveh. It means once it's also, it remains also yom v'ed. Once the pot was treif, a cheftzef and treif a pot, it remains b'isura. Minat Torah, it only remains b'isura kol zman, it's 24 hours. But mid derabbanan, it remains b'isura b'yom v'ed until it's kasher. Whereas in the pot was never b'isura in the first place because it was a kedarish al heter, so then the whole gezeirah derabbanan doesn't make any sense. And if and when it's less in time of Shabbat, it's going to be a problem, that's within 24 hours. That was the Ra'ah's Raj Magamon. That's the whole Raya. You're going to build the whole case. You're going to have a one pot kitchen based on one half little diuk Raya from a Gemara and Zayin Chulin. The Ra'ah says, no, I have another Raya. So just based on like the first Raya, give me another Raya. So the Ra'ah makes reference to a sugya, very, very complicated sugya, Maseches Pesachim. We're going to really, really extract the part we're going to extract is both of Elif Alfi Alofim in the sugya. And we're going to come back to the sugya a little bit more in the next sugya. Don't yet call Barak. And a little bit more in the next sugya. So we're going to keep on, no pun intended, those who appreciate the phrase, the joke, it's called Chayz Veneh. Keeps on coming back to life. That's three part of two sugyas from now. And he's going to keep on coming back to us. This sugya himself, of Tess and Lamed, is going to become pivotal, pivotal, pivotal. Who was with us over the Pesachim? So we got to this, right? Remember this? We got to these sugyas at the very, very end of the year. We said, Pesachim. Hopefully, Mitzvah next year, the Yeshiva is learning Pesachim. We get to learn the first Brech of Pesachim. So the odds of us getting to Daf Lamed, beginning from Daf Beis, even if we skip Rav Chanan's got a credit of Seb in the middle, I would say between zero and negative zero. Okay? So, especially at the rate that we're going this year, considering the fact that we haven't yet turned the page. We've been at the same moment, but we haven't turned the page yet. Anyway, and it's 4 weeks into this month. So Rabbi Say comes around and says, if you look at the Gemara of Pesachim, you'll also get the same impression. Now, it's kind of hard to find Kederish al Heter. That's a tough topic in Halacha. Because if it's a Kederish al Heter, so then what's the problem? Basim Cholam, that was one example. The other example, of course, is the Kederish al Chametz. If I have a pot that I cook Chametz in an Erev Pesach, not a little Erev Pesach, but for a month before, a year before, I'm cooking the entire year my noodle soup. Every day I'm cooking more noodle soup and noch noodle soup. It's Moli V'Godosh for Chametz. So it's obvious that on Pesach I can't use the pot. That's like goes without saying. I use the pot Pesach. It's not called trade for sitting. But if you think about it, when I cooked the noodle soup, there was nothing wrong with the noodle soup. It was a dom shel heter. So the belias happened at a time of heter, 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 heter. Comes Pesach, and now obviously I've locked up my pots, don't use them anymore. And now Pesach is over. So it's right after Yom Tov is over, and I want to know, wow, I got to get my pots out. Why do I want to make myself some good chometz soup right now. So, wait, I want to go eat chametz. Why am I running to eat chametz right away? Why don't I wait a little bit? So, because I'm a grummik. And the grow held that you have to try to eat chametz right away when Pesach is over. Why? Because you have to make it niker that the reason why you refrain from chametz was out it's a chametz. Otherwise, it almost gives off the impression that I don't like bread, I don't like cereals, I don't like eggs, so therefore I'm eating a pastic of food. So it's a hiddur, says the Goyen, to try, the minute Pesach is over, to try to rub the Goyen Chometz right away. That's the reason why the Gra used to be machbe to make Kavdola on beer on Matzoy Pesach, even though usually make Kavdola on beer is a little bit shaky, a little bit questionable. The Gra would be machbe dafka lechachil to make Kavdola on beer. I personally don't follow that chum. Actually, for sure don't follow the chum. I'm not an apple shul, but I don't follow the chum even in my house. But that was the Goyen's chumra to make Kavdola, dafka, and beer in order to make a hecka, make it clear as day. So this guy is very, very firm. So he's running right after Pesach. So first he runs to the pizza store. So it's a gewaltige chumra the Goyen, except you don't want to wait 6 hours in line to fulfill the Goyen. The Goyen wouldn't wait 6 hours in line for the pizza. He would sit in line for 6 hours. But the guy is really, really plotting to have his chumra. So he wants to pull out his yanks and his pots out of the closet. He's ready to start cooking up his soup. And wait a second. Comes Rav and says, Kederos v'Pesach Yishparu. Comes Rav and says, Kederos, it's not the pots that we have in earthenware pots. Klicheres says, Rav, all the Klicheres that you have that will come and stick all year long, what do you have to do? You have to smash them through the rings when Pesach comes. Why? Because they're going to be also the other one. You're never going to be able to use them. Why am I not going to be able to use them? Because when you use them after Pesach, there are blias inside. What are the blias inside? It's chometz shavuot Pesach. It's chometz hakha Pesach. It's chometz inside the walls of the pot. After Pesach, everybody knows, says Rav, the chometz after Pesach is also the chilo, also the hana. And again, I don't want to ruin it for next year, so just bear with me for this one, okay? So Rav says that the chometz inside the walls of the pot says, it's gevaltrik, and it's cheres. Cheres, you can never kash a cheres. I'll tell you, idach, the cheres, and the yosu, definitely yosu. You can never kash a cheres. So comes Rav and says, you have no choice, you have to smash the smithereens all your pots. Every Pesach, you have to buy new pots. These new earthenware pots. And Shmuel, we pass like Shmuel. Shmuel says, nah, gesh, man. You don't have to smash your pots. You could use the pots right after Pesach. No big deal. Pesach is over. Use the pots. Everything's good. Shalom, everything's good. Why can you use the pots? Chorav's right. Why can you use the pots after Pesach? How can the Gemara Halacha permit us to use those earthenware pots? It's Chomesh on Pesach. Kavalt Geshrigin. So what does the Rosh say? What's the Rosh Diuk? If it's after Pesach, what is it by definition? Any time the pots have been used for a week. We're firm. We don't cook on Chametz and Pesach. So any time that's inside the walls of the pot is what? It's clearly not the time of Gam. So when that Chametz comes out, it's already Lefgam. So no time of Gam is not a problem. But wait a second, Frech the Ra. What happened to what? What's the Ra's cash? It's literally Gemara himself, man. Looking at the Gemara himself through the eyes of the Gemara at the end of the Zohar. What's the problem? Isn't there a Siddur Abonnet? Is it the Geizah? Kedir Shem Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo? So what's the answer, says the Ra? Zeppin Finda. What do you see from here? That the Gezeir was never made on what? On Klishal Hefter. That's the Ra's right. Otherwise, there's no way under the sun to explain how could the Gemara ever permit, how could the Allah HaMaisa Shmuel be that Kederes Pesach Lo Yishpru? Nobody breaks their earthenware. Nobody. When was the last time you broke all your china? All your Chametz Kishana? Everyone broke the Chametz Kishana? Ere Pesach? According to Rav, Kederes Pesach Yishpru, you have to smash the smithereens, everything. Everything that's Cheres, everything that's earthenware, everything that's china, has got to be broken every Pesach and start from scratch because there's no way to solve that problem. We don't pass it like that. Why do we pass like that? There's no way we pass like that. We don't paskin like Kederes Pesach Yishpru like Rav because it's Kli Hefter and they never made the Gzeir the Rabban of Eidim and Yom and Kli Shal Hefter. And therefore, says the Ra, we have two Raya's brewers. We have Agamara and we have the Gemara itself, the Kavtes, and the Flavin that combine together to teach us that you don't need two sets of dishes. You don't need two sets of silver. You don't need two sets of pots. The Ra says, Halacha Raisa, keep your kitchen whenever you want. Wait 24 hours till you switch over. The next day, switch over again, back and forth. There's almost 24 hours elapses. Everything is okay. As I state in the Ra. Not only did the Ra say this in terms of Lamdas, but believe it or not, the Chayim Re'isi, Zokti Ritva, the end of the first paragraph of the Ritva, the Chayim, second line, the Chayim Re'isi, Oysa Maise B'dova Zuliatzmoy. He was consistent. He was honest. He held it was mutter, and that's what he did. The Ra'ah's house did not have two sets of dishes. Fudin chadash lo nimsa b'chol sfarim harishayim. This is Talmud Muvok. The Ritva was Karev Shtachvet. It was Rebbe. This is Rebbe Muvok. The Hilgi Ra'ah. He says that nobody else heard of such a thing. The Chaver Vayachalukin Chalukin Olav, all his contemporaries argued with him. You know, the first and foremost argument was, who do you think? Who is this Chaver?
Rashba.
The Rashba. They were Eish Lohava against this Ra'ah. Everybody was Eish Lohava against this Ra'ah. Zok the Ritva Ukvadanti Lofonov. See, the Ritva is like shaking. He said, I had to step up to the plate. I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't eat my Rebbe's house. I couldn't deal with it anymore. So how are you talking? I was down the phone. I posed questions against him. Like a Talmud. Ritva was mevat himself. Tachas Raglav of the Heilig Ra'ah. But he says, what are we going to do? And Ritva goes on to show that he doesn't think the Raya's are right. Neither of the Raya's are compelling. What's wrong with the Raya's? Follow the Gariah. What's superfluous lashon? What does the Ritva say? Everyone says the Ritva. But what was the kasha? They're off master. Do with the Raya Brewer from the Gemara. The Gemara says Kedir Shabisha Babasam Lo Yivash B'Chol V'Bisha B'Nesin Dam means don't do it. And if you do it, it's going to be terrible. Isn't that superfluous? Kupdu Rav this Diuk. Everyone saw. So the three lines of the Baal writes, "V'had the hocha, orchu lemeiste lo yasev v'asa osur." This is the lashon. This is the way Tanurim spoke. This is the lingo of the Tanurim. This is the way a Braisa speaks. Don't do it. If you do it, oh, yo, it's going to be a terrible thing. He says you're gonna build a whole diuk. You're gonna build a whole shtickle tire. You're gonna trade up your whole kitchen based on a diuk that why did the Braisa say a double lashon? That's the way the Tanurim spoke, so it was a little bit superfluous. It wasn't such brevity solo with big deal. It's a little extra lashon. Big deal, says the Rav. That's not going to make or break anything. Ivan the Gemara Pesachim was a convincing earth-shattering raya. What does the Ritva say? Anyone read the Ritva? Nobody read the Ritva. Says the Ritva, if you bothered to open up the Gemara Pesachim, you would have seen right away, it's a Pella on the Ra'ah. Because that's not at all why the Gemara says it's Mutter. The Gemara almost says the Pella why it's Mutter. You know why Kedir Sepesach Lo to be broken? Because we paskin, Shechomesh Ovo Pesach is not really awesome in the Torah. If I leave a piece of bread over by Rolei Matzah, if the Pesach with the Torah, it's Mutter. Why aren't you allowed to eat Chomesh Ovo Pesach? Why? It's a Knas to Rabbanim. It's a penalty mid the Rabbanim. The Knas the Rabbanim was only made on Chometz Be'en, was never made on what? On Chometz Derech Tarayves. When I cook in a Chometz Tikapati after Pesach, even if it would be a Ben Yomo, even if a guy cooked by mistake yesterday in the Shri Shah Pesach in the morning, it would be a Mamash Ben Yomo. It still wouldn't pose a problem. You know why? Because Lo Konsu on Tam, on Balu, B'Sam HaKelem, they would never Konis, they never made the Knas on something which is Derech Tarayves. So they're always assuming the Knas was made, Gebalt Geshrigin, what's the head there? Must be, yeah, because it's the Rebbe Ben Yomo, and they have never got there, it's a Chugeter, we can extrapolate our fresh pots, and you don't need two sets of dishes. And the Ritva says, well, how are you coming in? The Chlal is a different reason, totally, totally different reason. So when all the dust settles, the two grandiose riots of the Ra'ah, the Ritva says neither of them point to anything. Neither of them are compelling. And therefore, since neither of them are compelling, the Gemara says, "Gzeirus shemim yomot v'yomo." So you're going to tell me misvaras atzbucha b'shtikol Torah. You're going to say, "Well, that's only when there's a chetzer, not when there's a gav." Let me give you a break. You only say that shtikol Torah with chetzer and gav is why to explain what? When do you start saying shtikol Torah? When?
Mars.
What?
Steers.
First, you have to have a raya. You have to have a raya from Chazal. Then you want to be magdi the raya. You want to say, "This is why Chazal said azor." So the Ra'ah said, I have riot brews from the Gemara that Chazal would never asked when the Gezeir on a slash of clay, they never asked on a chobit to the clay because it's a clay shall have there. I'm going to give you a shikul there. Why? Give you a lot of this wine. It's a chetz, it's a gav, it's a yisera. Give all the Gemara. But the minute that you pull those riots out from under you, the minute that you say the Gemara in Chutz HaNizayim doesn't mean anything, the minute you say the Gemara Pesach in the Flavin means zero, so then you have no reason, no compelling reason to differentiate between a Kli Het and a Kli Issa, because at the end of the day, psychologically, the reasons are the same. It's the same concern. It's the same mix-up. So then, in a million years, you're not going to be Mechadish, Azal Lomdash HaGdara, and train up your whole kitchen. That's not going to happen. You can only come up with a lamed shagdar if you think the din is true because you have raya from the Gemara. The Ritva says, I don't think any of the raya is a compelling, and therefore the whole din isn't true, and therefore the chaverim, the colleagues, they're all right. So Rabbi said, it should go without saying that in the last 800 years, nobody has relied on this clue. Since the day, the Ritva's own Tamidim, his own Tamidim, with the Ritva refused to rely on the clue of his Rebbe. Nobody before or after the Ritva relied on this clue. And we assume halacha pesukim belisha misafik and shulchanach ma'avin shayla. You cannot lechatchila take a fleshik pot and cook milk in it, even if the pot hasn't been used in 6 months. If b'diavad you did it, the milk will be okay because it's doesn't time of gam. We pass like those tanoim of yesterday. Does time of gam is milta. So Rabbi Sai, again, this is all just an extension. What did we learn? What was the whole sugya? One line. Kedesh shemishu mostly lachem. So how many things did we learn from this brisa? How many topics did we talk about? A lot, right? Okay, what did we talk about? Let's just chazer for a second. We'll summarize again. So we talked a lot about Harezim ben Azetam, that the Rai said the Rabbanon, so we spoke about the remember that Rashba, depending on what you think Tam Kikir is, Tam Abomin Akli, and Tam Abomin Akikir, that was one whole topic. Then we raised the question, how is Nostra Tam of Gam going to solve the problem? This is Bas B'cholov, let the Kreis Yeplasi, so we developed the whole Yisod of Derech Bishol, then we highlighted the Mechonik, the Chavaz Das, the Kreis Yeplasi, and the Rai is back and forth, with the Gemara Pesach, with the Kippu, Shai Yisari, the whole Razzle Das we spent all day on Sunday. Then we went the next step to say that, okay, but what if Lamais, it's a Kedesh and a Ben Yomo? Is it Asla Chachil or not? So we had to analyze the Gemara of Azor that may or may not exist, and all the Rai is back and forth, with the Rashba, and the Pinchas, and the Lamais, Rai is the end of Azor, to show us beyond the shadow of a doubt, that there is an official Issa de Rabbanon, either for Gezeirat Ben Yomo and about the Sanchila, the reasons that we threw around in Rishonim yesterday, but there is a formal Issa de Rabbanon to use trade for Kalim even after Ben Yomo. And then the last clue that we said is the Ra'az suggestion that maybe fleshing milk and chametz, those kinds of claims shall have to that Gezeirat doesn't apply. His Raya's, his Lumbus, the Ritva's attack against his Raya's, the undermining of his Lumbus, and the Tzachal Lumbus. Okay? Everyone saw this, right? There's just one line in the Gemara. One line of the Gemara, right? That's it. Got to learn how to read the Gemara. You have to read the Gemara, and then you have to look at everything else through the lines of this. Yeah.
Can you say like the Ra'ah they can use if you want to eat on Pesach on
a
Sardis plate,
right.
Eating kineos one day, and then the next
kineos. I mean, you're not kineos, but Pasha said that kineos is not a problem. Yeah, please, but they're probably not such a serious problem. Okay, good. So we're done with that sugya. We're done with the next sugya. Okay, we'll take a break. Call Hassan Danan, turn off for a second. Okay. Wait.